It's time to take the quiz.
5 questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.
Well, 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 it is time to give out the Fox Across America game ball. It's Super Bowl week. We just had a hell of a Super Bowl. But, of course, this is not a sports thing. It's a metaphor, something that I deployed because my stunted intellectual handle has rendered me incapable of communicating in anything but sports metaphors. I don't know if you know that about me. Like, I sound coherent on the air, but when I walk around the Fox News building, I'm constantly saying things to people like, well, a walk's as good as a hit. Oh, you got to play the teams on the schedule. And I think 9 times out of 10, people nod along like they know what I'm talking about. But then they leave and they're like, yeah, I'm not sure the guy who does radio is all there. But the point is, you're here. And this week we are saluting someone who is a comedy icon, someone who has a new stand-up special streaming on Fox Nation. It's called Cancel This. She was momentarily canceled for her show, Roseanne. But she was back in the flesh in studio this past Monday, and I had a really great time talking to Roseanne because she is, of course, a comedy icon, lover or hater or anything in between. She's a one-word celebrity. You know, there's very few of them out there. You know, you got Madonna, you got Elvis, you got Beyonce, you got Geraldo. And you got Roseanne's. Not a lot of them out there. So anytime you got a one-name celebrity in studio, it's always exciting to kind of get a feel for who the person is. And kind of get some insight into what, you know, kind of made them the way they are. And what Roseanne is about to tell you in this interview are a couple of fun facts about not only her childhood, but the children she's raised that you didn't hear anywhere else this week when she was making the promotional rounds. And I thought it was really fascinating stuff. And, of course, I was just really excited to talk to somebody who's been such a lightning rod for controversy. But the fact that we went on to have as good of a time as we did means, you know, head and shoulders. She comes out on top in this particular election, and we don't even need to count the mail-in votes. So, Roseanne, come get your Fox Across America game ball.
Hey!
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
You too. Thank you very much.
Do you like that I went with my overweight figure skater look?
I do. I love it. Well, it's very Texas, you know.
It is. It's very,
I'm a Texan now.
And I do love that about you, but you know what my problem is with wearing this shirt to Texas?
What?
They see the shirt, but they hear my accent, and they think I'm in the witness protection program.
Well, are you?
I can't divulge my sources, Roseanne.
I love that shirt. It's beautiful.
Well, thank you. I do sort of come off as a guy who was a gold medal figure skater, but then gained too much weight during the lockdowns. And now I've gone into radio as like a spinoff. But I appreciate your fashion support. And I will tell Gutfeld. I know you're going to be on Greg Gutfeld tonight.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
He and I are in an ongoing battle over fashion on the air. Like, we fight it out in public. And I secretly think he's jealous because my shirts don't come in kid sizes. But I'll let you sort that out later. You are, of course, here to promote a phenomenal special. I want to jump right in, though. As a comedian, okay, because I was watching you when you did a young comedian special with Rodney D. Mm-hmm. back in the day. We're talking 1986.
Dang, man.
In Dangerfield. Mm-hmm. And you'll be happy to know that.
Did you notice who else was on that show?
Let me think off the top of my head because I've seen all of them. Who mm-hmm. was it? Was it Dice or somebody? Who was
Dice,
it?
Dice, Sam Kinison, yep. and Jerry Seinfeld.
Insane.
Uh-huh. It was a crazy, crazy night of comedy. And I apologize because there's a couple others on there who also became big careers, but can't remember them.
No, no, but it's outrageous because I'm watching you and you're the domestic goddess mm-hmm. and, you know, just eating these people alive. But I don't think there was ever a world in 1986 where you or any of those comedy icons thought this job was going to be taken so seriously. Meaning it was going to be fun, we were going to laugh at people mm-hmm. and everyone loved us. But did you ever think you'd live in a world where words were being treated as like hate crimes? Because that's ultimately what our art form kind of evolved into.
Yeah, I did because I started out kind of as a political writer, okay. you know, at a woman's commune, a big feminist woman's commune, can you believe it? In Denver, Colorado. And I kept trying to write serious political stuff because mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just was very into that. Well, first I wrote poetry, and then that turned. The poetry always went bad and turned into political shit. Can I say swear words
You're
on
Roseanne,
here?
Roseanne, say what you want.
Well, it turned into political shit. And then that turned funny. So yeah. It always went wrong. Whatever I was doing always went wrong. And so, yeah, I always had a problem with the word, mm-hmm. with the people coming after my words.
Yeah.
Because they were like, this isn't supposed to be funny. Mm-hmm. This is supposed to be serious. So that was the first thing.
Yeah.
And then it's like, this isn't political enough because it was either too left or too right. Mm-hmm. Everything was always too something. When I started comedy in Denver, they didn't used to let me get on stage there at the comedy shop, it was first called, and then mm-hmm. the Comedy Works, because they're like, people don't like your feminist humor. That's what they said. Because my first act was I just made fun of men comics. So the first time I went on stage, I was like, if you uh-huh. I can't even go into it, but they said, we don't want you here. So I had to go to, like, I went to punk bars and they're really were gay bars, jazz clubs, black clubs and everything. I went in mosh pits to do my comedy and all kind of things. And I went to lesbian coffee houses in Unitarian basements. And this is when it really pissed me off, because those lesbians, they said, could you say lover instead of husband?
So it's always
about words. And I said, no, I can't say lover instead of husband. Are you going to do to me what everybody else is doing to me?
Yeah.
Then I won't come back here neither.
Good for you.
But, it ends up you can't play nowhere.
Yeah.
but then some comics came to Denver. Mm-hmm. And I just want to say, oh my God, I'm blank on his name too. But a lot of big comics came to Denver, and they saw me and they told the owners of the comedy club, you got to put that girl on, as they called me. You got to put that girl on because she's funny. And they stuck up for me, so mm-hmm. they brought me on. They let me come on the club, and then they had this contest. The Denver Laugh Off, and it was 15 guys and me, and I won.
Oh, that's amazing. Good for you.
It was amazing, and I won. And all the guys were cheering for me, too, by then, because my ending joke was, this is really dirty. Can I say it?
Yeah, why not? We got a delay. Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, my final joke, which everyone in Hollywood stole from me, including Rihanna in her song Cockiness. But my final joke was, people come up, they go, hey, Roseanne, you're not very feminine. I go, my d-. That was my ending, closing joke. And all the guy comics were like, get him. So that's how I won, was basically on that ending joke.
Through the fastball. Roseanne Barr is in studio. The new special is called Cancel This. It is streaming on Fox Nation. One of the things I kind of want to highlight, because I think it's very often misunderstood about comedy. Okay, and I want your take on this.
Okay.
But as a comedian, when we're making fun of someone at a show, technically speaking,
you mean a heckler?
Yeah, no, I just mean in general. Like, if you went off a protected class of people, like, for instance, at one point in your special, I know you get into pronouns, and you have an iconic soundbite that's all over the internet right now about you saying your pronouns or kiss my ass or whatever it may be. Yeah. The point is, when we make fun of something like a protected class of people at a comedy show, we're treating them as equals. We're not sticking them off at the kiddie table like some infantilized lesser than. Isn't it your opinion that when you make fun of somebody at a comedy club, it's a way of saying, hey, you're just like the rest of us. You can be a part of the joke.
Are you talking about the oligarchy?
Yeah,
what you're talking about?
I'm talking about any type of this is what we hear a lot of in comedy now. We'll always frequently be told, like, you've got to be punching up at all times. You can't be punching down or anything in between. And I think comedy should just be funny. Mm-hmm. But I think, let's say you were going after transgenderism. I don't think you're going after it to provoke a hate crime. I think you're going after it because it's a mainstream thing now. Mm-hmm. And it's a way of including them in our national dialogue, is it not?
Well, I don't think you should punch down either. I don't think nobody should punch down, because, we should all be punching up as fiercely as we can, because that's where all the jokes are.
Okay, yeah, no,
and
I'll
those are
that.
The people that are causing all our problems. We need to get rid of them. And I've been, if there is any target whatsoever, they should be everybody's target, because look what they're doing. They're trying to kill everybody.
No, I agree with that. The only problem I have with the comedy militia is all of our soldiers sleep till noon in a La Quinta.
But I mean, I think comedy is about laughing power to scorn. That's what it is to me. That's what it always has been to me. It's not making fun of, some poor person who has mental health issues.
No, I agree with that. I agree with
100%. But I do have a great transgender joke.
Okay.
I had a lot of them way before anybody was ever doing it, because I actually have that in my childhood. I have transgender issues from my childhood. I had a transgender childhood.
Okay.
But you know, I haven't talked about it yet, and I will. I had a couple jokes about it a few years ago. I said, you know, I felt like I was a boy trapped in a girl's body. I always felt I was a boy inside a girl's body because I always hated fair play and justice. But I did have that issue, but now my joke is my advice to today's women. Uh-huh. Keep your penis in your pants. There is no reason for you to pull your penis out in front of old women and young children. It's just not ladylike, and it shouldn't be done.
Well, think of how far we've come as a country that when you started your closer as a woman was S my you know what, and now you have actual women making that same declaration. The world, it's never been a more ripe time for comedy.
It's never been a more ripe time for invasion from aliens, which I think, is that what's happening? It seems like it.
I disagree. I think the aliens came, looked at us, and they were like, nah. They saw everybody staring at their phones and posting pictures of their dinner, and I think they got bored with us.
No, they go, these people are nice and fattened up. This is going to make a good dinner. That's what I think.
Oh, Roseanne, the special.
They want to eat us.
We'd be good eating, by the way.
I think so. A lot of fat, especially in America.
And humans are gluten-free, and you know the aliens. The aliens are big. Are we keto? Because if we're keto, we got a big problem. You know,
I think we could be.
These aliens want to look good on Instagram. They don't want to be. You don't want to be the fat alien. If you're gonna, you think about the pressure of being the first alien who comes down here. You're going to be historic. You're going to be on every newscast. You want to be in shape, Roseanne. So what everybody needs to do is hit the gym. Once they get done watching, cancel this. It is streaming on Fox Nation. You can watch Roseanne tonight on Gutfeld. A career highlight for me. Thank you for this.
Hey, thank you, too.
I'm going to try not
to
get emotional.
We'll say hi to William and, we'll go out to dinner.
I'll handle all those punks. Thanks, Roseanne. You're
thank
the best.
Thank you.
That's going to do it for the Fox Across America Game Ball presentation. I am back Monday with some big action on the radio. Also going to be on America's Newsroom. You'll see me on Sean Hannity Monday night as well. It's going to be a banger. Get your game face on. Have the best weekend allowable by law, and we will see you here Monday.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.